US President Donald Trump has been losing patience with the response Vladimir Putin has been providing to his overtures to end the war on Ukraine. He has shortened his time for a suitable response from Russia and has moved to include 50% tariffs on Indian imports unless they stop buying Russian oil. I asked UTS industry professor and chief economist Tim Harcourt whether it would be just India and China that will be targeted by the US.
India, China, Turkey, the EU. But principally, yes, China and India. And that, of course, causes some complications in a sense because, Trump has been trying to move trade away from China towards India. But, of course, India has a huge trade with Russia in terms of oil.
And they've also got other relationships too, going back years on defence and so forth, haven't they?
Yeah, well, Indira Gandhi with the non-aligned movement was pretty close to the Soviet Union and probably less so today, but they are one of the BRICS economies and that seems to be a block in a way. I'd say it's more frenemies. I don't think there's any love between them. It's more partnership of convenience.
The objective is, of course, to weaken the Russian economy to try and get Putin to pull back from the war in Ukraine. How effective do you think this might be?
Well, hasn't been so far. Probably because Russia's been able to get past the sanctions through its partnership with China and India and Iran too, you've got to say, although they've now been weakened. So they've got to try something. And, defence spending in Russia is 6% of GDP. They really do. They are really cranking up to Soviet Union levels of defence spending.
And is this going to make then world oil prices go up, do you think?
Oh, most likely. There'll be more disruption to the global economy at a time when India was going quite well with the United States, but their recent disputes over trade has made it very difficult, and this will just add to that.
Is Vladimir Zelensky, do you think, in favour of this approach, or would he rather get, armaments and things?
Oh, I think anything to weaken Russia, he'd be in favour. He's still battling to hold them at bay. The only good thing is that in some ways the pressure that Trump's put on the European Union has helped, Ukraine a bit because they've started to pull a bit more weight now instead of having to rely just on the Americans for support. So there's a bit more from Europe and the UK that wasn't happening before.
Which countries in the European Union are getting the Russian oil?
Not Germany.
That they don't have any bans on receiving Russian oil, but they do on gas, do they?
Well, they're a little bit cagey about it, the EU, and they've been in Australia looking at green hydrogen and all sorts of things to replace it. But I think oil, gas, nuclear is still part of the German energy future for the time being.
What sort of effects are we going to see on the world economy when we're going to have higher energy prices then having knock-on effects?
Oh, probably, but on the other hand, if it does weaken Russia, then that could, improve situations in the global economy if it brings the war to an end. But at the moment, it's going to be pretty hard. You can let Russia take Ukraine if you like, but that could be more catastrophic for the world than higher oil prices in the short term.
I suppose the big problem will be China because US has just recently managed to change and sort of smooth over the relationship with trade with China. So if they're going to put a 100% tariff on China because of the Russian oil, that's going to open up the wound again, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think the wound's ever closed. It's clearly competitive tension. It might persuade the Chinese to tell Putin to back down, but they can tell him to do that. Doesn't mean he will.
The Russians have been making some pretty serious strikes on the Ukrainian soil in the last couple of weeks. Does that kind of indicate that Putin's really not that worried about whatever Trump's going to do?
Well, at the moment he's not, but I think, given that a third of his exports are oil and gas, if the sanctions did work, then he would have something to worry about. Even a dictatorship does worry about public opinion to some extent, if the economy gets affected.
So this move could be quite effective?
If it's long enough and hard enough, probably. But depends on, you know, the reaction of China and Iran and Turkey as well.
US industry professor and chief economist Tim Harcourt speaking with me there.